Russian President Vladimir Putin said today he supports the arrest of Russia's richest man. Putin said the arrest of Mikhail Khodorkovsky on tax charges Saturday shows that everyone in the country is equal before the law.
Mikhail Khodorkovsky is one of the new wealthy Russians whom David Hoffman wrote about in his book, The Oligarchs, Wealth and Power in the New Russia. David Hoffman, who's foreign editor at The Washington Post, joins us from there. Who is Mikhail Khodorkovsky, in short?
In short, a young guy who went to a chemical engineering school and became that young generation that saw when the Soviet Union was falling apart, there were a million ways to exploit the weakness of the state. And he did that first in banking and computers, got tens of millions of dollars, used those tens of millions to buy a big oil company, Yukos. He had some very, very bad episodes of bad corporate behavior, changed his ways, transformed himself, and turned it into a company with Western standards, Western transparency, and it became the biggest company in Russia by market capitalization, and he became the wealthiest man in Russia.
Yeah, from what I gather, compared to some of the other oligarchs you wrote about, Boris Berezovsky or Vladimir Guzinski, he is substantially wealthier than these people are today.
Well, this company, Yukos, had a market capitalization of about $30 billion recently, and he has about $8 billion worth of those shares. And they're rated so highly because he said, look, after I got this company, I want to run it well. I want it to be open, transparent, pay dividends, and so on. So the value went way up. That made him even wealthier.
One of the questions surrounding his detention is whether indeed he was dabbling in Russian politics in a way that that violated at least the interests of President Putin, if not an informal agreement between Putin's government and he and other oligarchs. If he were dabbling, on whose behalf was he doing so?
Well, Robert, there's no question he was. He was supporting liberal parties. He's also the biggest private philanthropist in the country. But, you know, he told me that this dabbling, tens of millions of dollars in contributions to various parties, was done with the approval of the Kremlin. So while it was going on, other businessmen were doing the same thing. They all were. That's how politics works in Russia. So I'm not sure that's the trigger.
Do you think the trigger actually was a tax problem? I mean, is this simply enforcement of business law?
No, Robert, I think the trigger was that this is another war in the oligarchs' system of capitalism. If we go back to February, all the businessmen had a round table with Putin that was televised. And in that round table, when it came time for Khodorkovsky to speak, he says, very critically, he talks about some murky deals with a small oil company. And Putin gives him an evil, cold, dark stare and says, well, where did you get your reserves, Mr. Khodorkovsky? This is revenge, envy, greed. All the things we know about oligarchic capitalism are still at work, and Putin's trying to use the system to get one of his rivals.
When you wrote your book, The Oligarchs, you reported on the early days of Mikhail Khodorkovsky, as well as on the early days, the salad days of the other men who went on to become so wealthy. What was it in his case? What do you think was the insight or the character trait or the decision that made him so fabulously rich, while so many others with a similar background did nothing of the sort?
One reason is he was ruthless, very self-confident, almost steely. He wasn't flashy. He stayed out of the public light. He worked behind the scenes. He was fleet-footed. He was fast. He could figure out where other people who were trying at this weren't so fast and weren't so daring. And, you know, as I've studied him, I've realized that he was not flashy, but boy, was he tough.
David Hoffman of The Washington Post speaking to us about Mikhail Khodorkovsky, whom he wrote about in his book, The Oligarchs, Wealth and Power in the New Russia. David, thank you.
Robert, thank you.